I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. The future funding of Vermont's Medicaid program will be one of the biggest issues facing lawmakers during the upcoming legislative session. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the House Appropriations Committee today started its review of this expanding health care program.
Decisions that lawmakers make this winter about the Medicaid budget could have a direct impact on how more than 200,000 Vermonters get their health care. A recent decision to expand Medicaid eligibility will be under review, and some legislators also want to look at the full scope of the Medicaid benefit package. These questions are being raised because the state faces a roughly $30 million shortfall in the Medicaid program in the current fiscal year and a projected $60 million shortfall in next year's budget. House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Mitzi Johnson thinks it's good news that so many Vermonters have signed up for Medicaid.
As more and more people got health insurance, more of them qualified for Medicaid than for private insurance than we anticipated. So now we have to figure out how to pay for that.
Lawrence Miller is the governor's chief of health care reform. He says the bottom line is that thousands of previously uninsured Vermonters now have coverage through Medicaid.
The fact that we've had an adjustment in that population on a one-time basis means we need to make some decisions about what the funding level is going to be and how that relates to other things we fund in the state. But it's really critical that we got a lot of people who weren't previously covered.
House Minority Leader Don Turner has a different point of view. He says the Medicaid program has grown beyond the capacity of Vermonters to pay for it. He thinks the program needs to be scaled back.
So we have to come, the state has to make a decision, the legislature, policymakers have to come to some kind of consensus of what's more important, more people covered so we have the lowest number of uninsured in the country, or do we want to have the most lucrative benefit package?
Efforts to reduce the benefit package or the eligibility requirements will face the strong opposition of Governor Peter Shumlin.
I think it's both disingenuous, short-sighted, and fiscally irresponsible, and downright cruel to say to Vermonters, hey, we're signing up for health care, we refuse to have the courage to pay for it, and therefore we're going to start taking away your health care from you.
The Shumlin administration has proposed dealing with the Medicaid shortfall in the current fiscal year, primarily by using one-time money that's available from several different state sources. The governor will outline his long-term Medicaid fix in his budget address next month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.